You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our passage today is from Philippians 1, verses 9 and 10. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. Paul's prayer for the Philippians is simple, yet it's powerful and profound. I'm not sure that I have much to say, because this is the kind of passage that's best left to speak to us directly and to meditate on more substantially and personally. Paul wants to see the Philippians love each other more and more, abounding in their midst. He wants to see love to abound more and more in their midst and in their relationships. And he wants it to come with knowledge and discernment. This love is shaped by God's commandments, what he himself has taught us, so that we might know what love truly is. This love is also shaped by discernment. God is actively leading us, speaking to us, nudging us, encouraging us by his Spirit's abiding in us. And so the abounding of this love among the Philippians will enable them to test, to examine, to recognize as genuine what is excellent, what is pure and blameless for the day that Jesus returns. And so we see in this prayer a concern of Paul for the Philippians, but it's framed with getting ready for the Lord's return and for the day of Christ to come. And so I think these questions are then the personal for us as we reflect on this simple prayer. How can my love for those around me abound more and more? Is there knowledge and discernment I need in order for this love to grow? How can I make some concrete steps today to make this love grow and abound? These are the kinds of questions that I think a passage like this causes us to reflect on and see. And so let's allow this prayer of Paul for the Philippians to be Paul's prayer for us and the Lord's prayer for us, so that we might be pure and blameless for the day of Christ.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.